The federal government says it will prioritise three fast rail links to regional cities, Melbourne to Shepparton, Brisbane to the Sunshine Coast and Sydney to Newcastle. The full details are under wraps until the budget, but it's part of a new population policy. The government is busy wooing bush voters ahead of the looming election, announcing another $160 million to fix mobile phone black spots. As AM reported yesterday, Indi voters in Victoria want better phone and train connections and more rehab beds. The Regional Services Minister, Bridget McKenzie, who's also the Sports Minister, is based in Wodonga. I spoke with her yesterday and she's hinting that more rail announcements are coming.
Well, I don't think Melbourne to Shepparton is the only place or space that we should be looking at these sort of transformative connection projects. So I'm sure, as a government, to underpin our population strategy, to make sure that we have the infrastructure we need, where we need it, to support the population growth we want to see in the regions, that we'll be having more to say about this later.
Mobile phone black spots is another issue that people have spoken to me about. We heard on AM, Boho South, they've got real problems, and for SES and CFS people, you know, that's a matter of literally life and death. What do you say to people who've been desperately waiting for their town to get a decent link, like Boho South and Oxley at Wangaratta?
You know, they're not alone. Regional Australia is a big place, and connecting regional Australia through wireless technologies is a challenge. That's why I had Andy Penn actually in Canberra last week, making sure under the universal service obligation that he ensures that Telstra maintains the copper line networks so that landlines in this country can actually function. We've had waiting times of upwards of 6 months in some cases, when time and time again it's the same customers calling out the Telstra telco to get that line repaired. He's given assurances that he is going to have an extended program of works to make sure that we won't be transferring people off their landline to some other technology until it is something we can guarantee works and they can make a phone call when they need to.
Rehab beds, that's also another issue here. Big waiting lists, 3 to 6 months. For the families who are desperate to get their loved ones off, you know, alcohol, meth, they're frustrated. What hope can you give them?
Yeah, I think our families out in regional communities are at the front line of what we sometimes call the ice epidemic. We know from the wastewater data that the regions are disproportionately affected with the use of this particular drug, and it's having a direct impact on particularly families who are often having to deal with the impacts of how that drug affects people in the real term. The reality is rehab beds are actually the responsible of the Andrews State Labor Government. They only, unfortunately, put $5 million on the table to address this issue, and all of it is being spent in metropolitan hospitals. That is absolutely unacceptable when the problem is out here in regional communities.
Why not tie that money that you're giving them in response to this specifically to regional areas?
Now, that is actually, as Rural Health Minister, a really good question. I often ask when I travel around the country, I go to Queensland, I see the state Labor government up there closing maternity services in communities like Theodore, and heavily pregnant mothers in labour having to hospital hop their way from Alpha to, you know, Rockhampton or Emerald. It's unacceptable. And I've often wondered whether we should have tied funding around our record investment in health funding, which our federal government gives to the states. I ask them to spend it in the regions.
With your sports minister's hat on, there's been an amazing picture this week of Taylor Harris, AFL women's player. It is such a magnificent shot, but inexplicably, it's attracted a huge amount of trolling. I find that unbelievable. As sports minister, what do you think?
I find it deplorable. Absolutely deplorable. I saw the photo and all I could think was what a fabulous elite athlete, so strong and just so powerful at doing what she does, going to work and not being bad at it with the football. So I thought it was a really powerful image. What disturbed me, you know, the trolling, you know, I just get over yourselves, internet trolls. I mean, I have a few myself and you've just got to have a thick skin and get on with it. What I was concerned about actually in this whole fracas was that the media decided that Taylor, who looks like she can take care of herself, wasn't up to being subjected to the bullying, so took the photo down and then had to and reposted it amidst other sections of, you know, the Twitter sphere going nuts that they've taken it down. I think we need strong role models, not just in sport, but in politics and in business. And Taylor is an image, and the image that was shown is something I want every young girl to see, so they try to be the very best they can be in whatever they're doing, just like she did.
Ignore the trolls?
Ignore the trolls.
The Deputy Nationals leader and sports minister, Bridget McKenzie.